From radioinfo.com.au. It's Friday, the 20th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and here's what's making news in radio this morning. ABC delays its five-year plan and job cuts in response to coronavirus. Nine Entertainment says the ad market is too hard to forecast. And companies that continue advertising in a crisis recover faster. I'll have the details of these stories in just a moment.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you get a black swan event like the current COVID-19 crisis, it changes everything. ABC Managing Director David Anderson had been putting the final touches to his five-year blueprint for the public broadcaster just as the crisis hit. Now those plans have been put on hold. Anderson has told staff via email that the plans and the expected 200 redundancies will have to wait until the crisis passes. He says the ABC's focus must be on the welfare of staff and keeping the community informed. For many staff, this is going to be an agonizing period, waiting to find out if they're going to have a job once the world starts getting back to normal. If you're a shareholder in any media company right now, you'd have to be a little nervous as many parts of the business world shut down. Nine Entertainment has bitten the bullet and has fessed up to shareholders that the forward advertising market is just too hard to predict. Only a month ago, their half-yearly report provided profit guidance based on ad market assumptions. Now, staring down COVID-19, they've withdrawn that profit guidance. Studies of every economic downturn since the Great Depression show a common trend. Businesses that keep advertising not only do better during the crisis, but also recover far more quickly. Radio Info's international sales expert, Pat Bryson, says with continued advertising, once the recovery begins, a business's sales will go up faster and higher than competitors who stayed silent during the crisis. To me, this sounds like something worth discussing with your clients. In a Radio Info website column, Bryson cites several examples of downturns and recoveries. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Other stories attracting industry attention today. In these troubling times, often you may not even be aware that you're in need of help. The Community Broadcasting Foundation is now partnering with the crisis relief group Support Act to provide assistance to community broadcasters and their personnel. This support will be offered through its wellbeing helpline. Nova 96.9's breakfast team is all good. Their coronavirus checks have all come back negative. Despite this, they're still broadcasting from their in-home studios. Condolence messages continue to flood social media sites over the passing of radio great Barry Martin. Barry was one half of the Watson-Martin duo that dominated Perth radio for many years. He worked at 6KY, 6PM, 6PR, 6IX, and in more recent times at 5MU in Murray Bridge. Just 1 month ago, Barry retired from 5MU after doctors told him that his cancer had spread. We finally have a new date for Radio Days Europe 2020. The event in Portugal was supposed to have run this month, but was postponed for obvious reasons and will now be held between the 13th and 15th of December. Existing tickets will be valid for the new dates. Coming up next, homegrown technology that's being offered to schools worldwide free of charge.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
New podcast technology that allows groups to broadcast audio to specified listeners is being given away to schools worldwide. Developed by Australian podcast platform Wooshka, the technology is a key ingredient in the WHO's learning advice for schools. Wooshka's founder, Rob Lowenthal, says they realized this technology had enormous potential to deliver academic podcasts to students during the current global upheaval. Now, make sure you don't forget to check out the jobs up for grabs on the Radio Info website. Thanks for your company today. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll be back with your morning briefing again on Monday. And to see what's happening in radio anytime, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.